beginning with finding our own breathing space, just allowing yourself to slow down, slow down. Find your natural breathing rhythm. Feel your breathing slow down. And noticing as you do so, the feelings of vulnerability, the feelings perhaps of worthlessness, the swoop in your stomach, the tension behind your eyes, the feelings rushing over you of guilt, of not being good enough, of not being worth loving. And there's a good reason why your brain is bringing this up for you. It wants to protect you from being hurt. Breathing in, breathing out, and noticing these protective feelings. This is vulnerability. And it's a very common emotion that comes to almost everybody. Just staying there, anchoring yourself while it floods you. And knowing that these feelings, you didn't choose them. They just come up. Your brain just produces them as a protective message. And continuing to breathe calmly as the feelings feel acute and feel strong. And remembering that when you're steady and you're there and you're calm through the feelings, they pass through you and they go. Reminding yourself that these thoughts and feelings are real, but not true. Reminding yourself of your intrinsic neshama, exquisite neshama, planted in you by Hashem, gifted to you exquisitely, because there is value that you have that no one else can touch. And feeling yourself calm and feeling yourself getting in touch with your areas of light as Hashem floods you from above, floating down to you, light to all those dark areas, all those insecurities, all those feelings, allowing Hashem's light to flood through them, to realize your own preciousness, the spark of Hashem that you have inside of you, that is priceless. And feeling the security and the light and the confidence and the calm returning. Breathing gently in and breathing gently out. Perhaps holding the breathing for a minute and letting it go again. Noticing how the wave of vulnerability peaks and gradually subsides. And remembering that feelings are time limited. They are triggered, and we can calmly watch them pass, and they will go. Turning to yourself with lovely compassion, perhaps putting your hands on your heart to soothe you, and telling yourself that everything's going to be okay. And noticing the ache, this is vulnerability. And noticing it flood with Hashem's love and light and healing. Feeling yourself sink into His love and light and healing. And noticing how those black, bleak holes are transformed. Feeling calm, feeling secure, and feeling peaceful.